What's up, Harrison? Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you think Carolina could be a destination? Were they, you know, pretty interested in you pre-draft?
Yes, sir. I had a private workout with the special teams coach, and I thought we had a great time. I learned a lot from him. He was very knowledgeable and put me through just a workout in the afternoon. And then I've just been in contact and got the phone call right before the Panthers made the pick.
Where was the private workout, Harrison?
It was in Atlanta. He came to Atlanta to Georgia Tech.
That was Thomas McGahey?
Yes, McGahey. Cool. Yes, sir.
Harrison, it's not that often that kickers actually get drafted. So, I mean, can you speak as to what this moment means to you?
It means the world. I'm here in Atlanta with my family and some close friends, and the whole day just been on my phone, answering calls, talking to my agent. And then when Coach McGahey hit me up, you know, I knew he was serious about spending a draft pick on me. Means a lot, you know, that he has faith in me, that he has trust in me, that he thinks I can come and be some good competition for Graham Gano, who's a great kicker. But I'm just ready to get to work, and I'm ready to have a great competition and just do my best and work my butt off. I'm so excited to get an opportunity to play in the NFL, and definitely going to be working my butt off to do my very best in training camp.
Did you have teams interested in you as a undrafted guy? Had that process started yet?
Yes, that's something that I think you always have to have in the back of your head. There were a lot of teams that were interested but didn't have a pick to give on a kicker. So, yes, that was something that I think you have to cover all options.
What set you apart then, Harrison? Why are you the pick?
You know, I think that would be a question for Coach McGahey, but I think my strengths are I have a good kickoff leg. I think that's what I've been able to do. I've been able to put the ball in the end zone. And also, I think continuing on from my senior season, going 88-89%, you know, I showed that I could be accurate on field goals, and I thought I showed that at the combine as well as in my private workout with Coach McGahey. So I think I'm continuing to get better. I've never been complacent, and I think every season I've gotten better in college, and I'm really trying to take it to the next level and excited about just focusing on football and not having to worry about school.
So what it says you're graduating next month. What was your fallback if football wasn't going to work out?
Yeah, so I'm graduating May 6th, next Saturday. You know, I think my plan was to give football a shot for the next year or two. That's what I'm focusing on right now, but I was I'm about to be an industrial engineer major from Georgia Tech. But again, I'm focused on football. I think as a kicker, you got to just go for it after college. You know, that's the best time to try and go make it. So that's where all my focus has been ever since, well, really this whole semester. I've only been taking a couple classes, but my focus is on football and making it in the NFL and doing well.
So what kind of jobs do industrial engineers go for? Correct me for my naivete.
Yeah, so industrial engineers do a lot of optimization and consulting for businesses to help make that company or whatever more efficient. It's actually a very broad major, so people can go into any field. You know, they always say industrial engineers aren't experts in any field, but they have adequate knowledge in almost every field. So you can go into a lot of different things. A lot of young IEs coming out of Georgia Tech are going into consulting, where they're going to different companies and trying to help make those businesses be more profitable and be more efficient.
Looking back at your college career, what was the biggest kick you made?
Biggest kick I made was in 2014 in Athens against Georgia. We hadn't won against Georgia in a couple of years, and it was a 53-yard field goal with 3 seconds left in the game to tie it and to go to overtime, where we later won the game.
So you know you're coming onto a team with a couple of famous Georgia Bulldogs. What's that meetup going to be like?
I mean, that'll be cool. That's the last thing I'm thinking about right now. But, yeah, I think, you know, when we get to the NFL, we're focusing on doing our job and doing the best we can.
Harrison, is your plan to participate in rookie minicamp and then jet back down 85 for graduation?
Yeah, I guess rookie minicamp is May 6th, correct, for the Panthers?
I think it's Thursday and Friday, so it might work into your graduation schedule.
Right. So graduation Saturday morning, but, you know, football is number one right now. That's what I'm focusing on, so if that interferes with graduation, then so be it. But if I have that opportunity, then, of course, I'm going to try to make it.
Harrison, what's going to be on your grad cap if you do get a chance to walk?
I'm not going to decorate my grad cap. You know, I'll have an honors cord and a student-athlete, you know, thing I drape over me, but probably won't put anything on my hat. Maybe I'll put the Panthers. I don't know.
Does your sister get a little bit of credit since her name apparently is Charlotte?
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually think about that. Maybe I have to bring that up. That's a good point right there. Playing for my sister, Charlotte. Well, in, yeah.
Harrison, what about the competition with Gano? Do you, first of all, do you know him? And, you know, not many teams keep two. So how cutthroat will this competition be?
Hold on 1 second. I just got to get my charger. Yeah, it's on 1%. So. All right, I got the charger on. Sorry. Repeat the question, please.
Just wondering if you have any background with Graham Gano and then just sort of what your approach will be coming into this competition, knowing that really most teams will only keep one kicker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every team's only kicking one kicker, so whichever team I was going to go to, the opportunity is there, and you have to do your best, and it's a competition between you and the other kicker. But really, I think kicking is one of those positions where you got to be the best that you can be. You can't worry about what the other guy's doing. So, you know, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to give it all, everything I got. And I think if I do my best, that's all I can do. You know, I can't ask myself to do anything more than my best, and whatever happens, happens.
You talked about your cell phone. How many text messages have you received over, like, the last 15 minutes?
I think I got 46 right now.
How many missed calls?
I only got one missed call, so not a lot of calls. They probably know I'm having to deal with all this, but, yes, 46 text messages.
You grew up in Atlanta, right?
Yes, I did.
Who were your kicking idols?
When I was young, I wasn't a huge football fan, but I remember my dad would watch Georgia Tech, so I remember what's his name? The Georgia Tech kicker that was there a couple years before me, Scott Blair. I remember watching Scott Blair a little bit, but I really didn't have any kicking idols until I was in high school, and I always looked up to guys like Justin Tucker, Cody Parkey, some of those young guys that just got into the league, and Vinatieri just because he's been there for forever. So just probably those guys. But I didn't start looking up to kickers until I got to high school and I started playing football.
Do you still play tuba?
I don't. I probably could, though. I don't anymore. A little expensive.
Guessing that you played soccer growing up?
Yes, I did.
How good were you? Were you on travel teams? Did you play in high school?
Yeah, so I played travel soccer up until my sophomore year of high school. So I played in my sophomore year of high school and also played football my first year. But after that first year playing football, I realized I had a future playing college football. So I dropped the club soccer but kept playing high school soccer. We actually won 3 state championships my sophomore, junior, and senior year. But I loved the football atmosphere. I loved the football environment. And when I knew that I had an opportunity to get a scholarship to go play at a big Division I program, that's when I dropped the club soccer. But I did keep playing high school soccer, and we did very well.
Who encouraged you to play football?
It was kind of a mixture. So when I played tuba, I was a freshman, and the senior tuba player was the starting field goal kicker on the team. And he mentioned to me that the kicking coach, we were very fortunate to have a kicking coach, but the kicking coach had seen me kick a soccer ball and wanted me to come try out. And then I went to a pretty small school, so it was almost like all the guys in the grade played football. I wanted to do that as well. So I went out, tried out, made the team, and then just went from there. My first year was my sophomore year of high school.
Guys, you good when I start wrapping up, if not?
Anything else you'd like to add, Harrison?
I'm excited to go. I'm ready to work. I've never been this motivated for probably anything in my life. The idea that football can be my profession now, and I can focus on that and give everything I have to football, I'm really excited about. So I'm ready to get to Charlotte, North Carolina, and get started as a Panther.